I'm your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Target. Target believes that the joy of everyday life is all around us, and that imagination and curiosity fuel a lifetime of learning for children and families. Target is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire we
come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe, let's go!
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Suki, it's very good to see you, and I really appreciate your help with this extra-large bull moose. But now, I think it would be good for everyone if we both carefully backed away. Suki, quiet, please. Don't want to startle the moose. Masi Cho for being patient with Suki Moose. She is only trying to protect me. She's just a puppy and doesn't understand that if she doesn't stop barking, you might decide to charge us. Okay, I see why you're upset. We didn't mean to disrespect you. I just came looking for my friend, and now that I've found her, we'll just go back the way we came. That's it. Turn around. Keep going. Have a lovely day. He's leaving! The moose is leaving! Suki! Oh, Suki! I think you saved me! Easy, girl. Easy. Your tongue is going to freeze to my face. Yes, yes. I missed you too. Look, Suki. Up in the tree. It's the raven. Pasit, Dotson. Thank you, raven, for bringing us together. I think it's this way, Suki. No, that way. No, I'm not sure. I thought I could still see the cabin, but with all the snow and the moose, I got turned around and my tracks are already covered. Oh no! Suki! Suki! Where are you going? Please don't run away again! Suki, please stop! I can't keep up!
Suki! Molly!
Grandpa?
Molly! Over here!
We found you! Well, Suki found you.
Oh, I'm so relieved to see you both. I thought you'd gotten lost.
I kinda did, Grandpa. After the run-in with a big chizzer.
You saw a moose?
A big bull moose, Tui.
You know how dangerous they can be.
I did just like Mom taught me. Stay still and calmly talk to the animal.
And Suki was calm too?
Yep. Well, sort of.
Oh, you gave us some scare, Suki. What do you have to say for yourself? We're listening.
I think she's saying come back into the cabin.
Yes, come get warm, Molly. I built us a fire. We'll wait out the storm in there.
Come on, Suki. And Masi Cho, thank you for saving me. Again. It's nice and dry in here, huh, Suki?
Hey, you're getting me all wet. Stop shaking, or you'll put out the fire, Suki.
Molly, hold her close. You'll warm each other up.
Okay, come here, girl. That's it. Do you like it when I pet you? I do.
Your fur is so soft.
How long do you think we'll have to stay here, Grandpa?
Hopefully the snow will pass soon, so we can help Tui and get back down to Mr. Haltman's house.
While we wait, do you think you can tell us a story?
I think she wants you to tell a story this time, Molly.
Me?
Go ahead, Molly. You tell great stories.
Isn't that what you plan to do on that, what do you call it again?
It's called a vlog, Grandpa.
Oh, right. Vlog. So, do you have a story for us, Segoya?
Let's see. Okay, I've got one. Come. come snuggle up, Suki, and I'll tell you the story of the girl and the dog.
Ooh, sounds like a good one.
Here we go. One fine day, not that long ago, in the village of Kaya, Datsan, Raven, appeared to a young girl and dropped rocks so that she would follow him.
Hey, I know this story.
Hey, don't interrupt, Tui.
The girl, we'll call her, Polly, followed Raven to find what she thought was a terrible beast who stole birthday cakes and made all kinds of messes that Polly's parents had to clean up. But the beast turned out to be nothing more than a hungry puppy that the girl named
Suki?
Close. She named her Pookie.
Pookie? So this isn't about anyone we know?
Nope. Totally made up. Anyway, this Pookie was a very independent puppy. She wanted to be the one taking care of the girl, not the other way around. So when the girl got into trouble, the puppy saved her. Not once, but twice. First, when the girl and her mother were stuck in a frozen lake, and the puppy ran to get help. Then the girl had a face-to-face encounter with a huge moose, and the puppy bravely chased it away.
I thought you said the moose walked away on his own.
So the two agreed that they would take care of each other, and they became really good friends.
That's a wonderful story, Molly. How does it end?
The ending? Well, I guess we'll have to see. Right, Suki? Suki? Suki?
She's asleep.
I guess she liked the story. Sleep tight, girl. We'll get out of here soon.
Molly, come see.
The snow stopped. The storm's over.
Are you sure? It's so dark out.
Lean on me. Come out and see. I love how the moon lights up the treetops.
Is it me, or is the moon changing colors?
That's not the moon, Dewey. See? Through the clearing.
Suki! Oh, look! It's the northern lights. They look like dancing purple rainbows. Have you ever seen anything so...
They're beautiful.
Some say the lights are our ancestors dancing in the sky. Perhaps they'll guide us home.
Home! The grand opening to the training post!
And your birthday!
We have to get back before we miss everything.
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit Cho! Thank you!